police officers are now being considered to become police officers in Illinois. And this is an interesting proposition. There's a measure, House Bill 3751, that passed the Democrat State House and Senate before being signed into law by the governor. The bill, which will become law in January of 2024, allows eligible immigrants who are not in possession of U.S. citizenship to join law enforcement in Illinois, something that federal laws currently forbid. And to get some reaction to that, we've got an excellent guest. She's been on the program before. It's always a pleasure to have her. She's the spokesperson for the National Police Association, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith. Sarge, welcome.
Hey, Rich, thanks so much for having me to talk about what's happening in my native Illinois.
It's crazy. It's crazy what's going on. I know some in Congress are kind of, taking exception. Lauren Boebert, amongst those saying that this allows illegal immigrants to become police officers in traditionally blue states. I'm wondering, is something being lost upon us? Is this a ploy to further employ the illegal immigrants? Or is this something like the DREAM Act, where people are saying, well, you know, if they were already here, we'll let them in. They don't have citizenship yet, but they, you know, they only know America. What's the story on this?
Well, so again, this is House Bill 3751 that J.B. Pritzker, our governor, signed into law. It'll take effect January 1st. And what the law says is if you are legally authorized to work or you're here under DACA, that you can become a police officer in Illinois. Now, first of all, you know, and you already said it, this goes against federal law. You know, mm-hmm. federal law currently says that you, if you're an illegal alien, you can't become a police officer with the power to arrest people. Now, I want everyone who's an American and listening to this to ponder this. Do you want a person who's a foreign national, not a citizen of this country, to be able to arrest American citizens on American soil? So that's one of the things. Now, of course, we talk a lot about guns these days, and federal law also says that to become a police officer, you must be able to obtain, purchase, and possess a firearm legally, which illegal aliens can't do. I view this as an extremely slippery slope, and that's kind of an overused term these days, but this is the slipperiest of the slippery slopes. You know, I was an Illinois police officer for 29 years. I am born and raised in Illinois. I fled a few years ago, but when I became a police officer at age 21, I raised my right hand and I took an oath to what? The Constitution of the state of Illinois and the Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, our people who are already breaking the law by being here, are they going to be as vested in this nation as you are, as I am, as other Americans are? And so, you know, again, this, and I think this is born out of, well, first of all, Governor J.B. Pritzker is just a far left, dare I say, lunatic, and that's my opinion. But look at what's happening in Illinois. First of all, Chicago. 50 people shot this weekend. You know, and that's a typical weekend for Chicago. That's not in the least bit unusual. Chicago is currently in the middle, very sadly, currently in the middle of a horrible crime crisis and a terrible migrant crisis. And the residents of Chicago are starting to really rebel against the sanctuary city status in Chicago. So is this the governor's way of dealing with that migrant crisis that we're seeing, not just in Chicago, but in other cities and in rural areas around Illinois? Is this a way to create chaos, additional chaos around the state of Illinois? I'm not really sure, but I want people to think about the last 3 years, the vilification and the demonization of the American law enforcement officer. And what have you been hearing? We need better cops, better educated cops, better trained cops. Now, again, we're defunding them. So they've taken away lots and lots, millions and billions of dollars from American law enforcement departments. But is this the way we're going to have the best of the best educated cops, the best trained cops, is to recruit and hire people with perhaps limited language skills? We can't really do extensive background checks on a lot of these people because people come here as migrants with no papers, no birth certificates. We're not able to even talk to people that might have been their teachers or their neighbors, things like that. So that background check is out the window. They're violating. It is crazy. So, you know, we're given illegal driver's license. Some get to vote in local elections. Some get to serve on things like school boards and things like that. And now we're going to make them. We've already made them nurses and allowed them into some other professions. Now into law enforcement. Now what? You know, again, the slipperiest of the slopes at a time when the American law enforcement officer is already beleaguered, vilified, and abused.
You know, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, I find this problematic because I realize that you don't have to be a citizen to serve in the United States military, but you do need a green card, right? And this goes a step beyond that. It's not just, you know, green card holders, permanent residents of the United States. We know who they are. They've been through the interview process. There's a plan in place. But they're saying it's any DACA participant or anybody who just has a work permit. And that's really interesting to me because there are people that have work permits where the work permit's only good for 6 months. And so, you know, presumably saying you could be here on a work permit where it's only good for 6 months and you could apply and then get a permanent job. And then what? You're here permanently. It seems like a backdoor way, right? It's to skirt the permanent residency requirement that the military has. And I think this, ultimately, this is just, and you tell me what you think about this. I feel like there's the citizenship or naturalization through military service where you can, there's a way to go through that process if you served or had served in the armed forces. I'm wondering if they're trying to mimic that with getting them to lower the standard to allow them to become police officers to then similarly try to create a naturalization process that way. What are your thoughts?
Well, and you just said the key phrase, and that is lowered standards. Mm-hmm. You know, the process that the military has utilized for quite some time to give immigrants a way to become legal citizens through military service, very different than doing it through law enforcement service. Again, for the, you know, we can go back to 2014, you know, where the war on cops really started, you know, Ferguson and all of that.
Sure.
The Obama administration, what did they want?
Oh, boy.
We need cops that are college educated. We need them to be the best of the best. And they've got to be able to do everything from de-escalate a situation to deliver a baby, handle domestic disputes, make traffic stops, but don't shoot anybody or don't use any kind of force. And you've got to know the law, absolutely. Every law in your state, every criminal law in your city, et cetera, et cetera. We put all these restrictions and requirements on the American law enforcement officer. And again, I want everybody to think about this. When a cop is out there doing their job, I don't care if they're with the NYPD or they're with a one-man sheriff's department in central Oklahoma, they are making life and death and very often million-dollar decisions largely on their own. Shouldn't we be raising
in a second and a half?
Exactly. So shouldn't we be holding these people to the highest of standards instead of passing a law like Governor Pritzker just signed that says we're going to take people that have likely lied? Because, again, the vast majority of our illegal immigrants right now have done what? Lied about the, you know, lied about amnesty. They have lied about why they're coming to this country, right? They're trying to get a status that they do not deserve. They have broken federal law. They have crossed the border illegally. And we're going to give them a gun and a badge, and we're going to give them the power to pull you over, an American citizen, while you're on your way home from the studio, and to potentially take your liberty away and potentially take your life. Is that what we want?
Yeah, it seems like a backdoor way to do what they're trying to do, which is scary to me. Folks, we're on with Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith. She's the spokesperson for the National Police Association. She's with us for another segment, and we're coming right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Welcome back. Our guest is Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association. And we got a couple of callers with questions and comments for Sergeant Smith. So we're going to go ahead and check in with Todd. Todd's in Atlanta, Georgia, WGKA. Todd, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez and the good Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith.
Hey, yes. Well, thank you for bringing this issue to light. And I just wanted to mention just a few months ago, we had a situation with the Chinese Communist Party operating police stations in New York City to harass dissidents. And also wanted to mention, you know, the cartels. What's to stop the cartels from sending people in and putting them in the police force in Illinois, working their way up to police chief, maybe? And with the Chinese Communist Party, they can send people in. I mean, this plan is just insane. And are there any legal challenges that you know of that are going to be taken against it?
Great question, Todd. Thank you for the call. Sarge, go right ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, Todd brings up so many great points. Here's the thing. Is this going to be challenged in the courts? I believe it is, because, again, remember, you're violating federal law by allowing this, the state of Illinois is. So I think that we will see this work its way through the courts. But we also know that that system is very slow. It's arduous. So, Todd is absolutely right. You know, everyone from terrorists to anti-American folks can come or be sent to the state of Illinois, and again, there's a similar law in California, to be able to become police officers. And, you know, we already have an issue in many of the blue cities in the United States. Chicago is one of them, where we see street gangs infiltrate the police department. We see other crimes. And when he talks about the border, you know, I'm sitting right now about 60 miles from the southern border here in southern Arizona. And the cartels are a big part of our life here in southern Arizona. And to have them make their way to Illinois and have other states adopt this and then have them become American law enforcement officers, it will destroy our American law enforcement system. And it kind of makes you wonder, is that the end game that the left really wants to do? Because mm-hmm. again, we've seen the complete demonization of the American law enforcement officer since 2014, but especially in the last 3 years, wrongly so, when you look at the actual facts and statistics. Is this just one more nail in that coffin? And can we fight it? Because we're going to have to fight it. The American people are going to have to fight this. And I sure hope the people of Illinois start the ball rolling.
All right, we're going to go to Judy in Pittsburgh on KDKA, America's oldest radio station. Judy, you're on with Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith and me, Rich Valdez. Go right ahead.
Hello, Sergeant Smith, and I want to thank you for your service. I felt the same way. You know, they're just letting people come into our country, give them control. How do they know they're not terrorists? How do we know our country's not going to be taken over? They don't know. And my nephew just graduated. He went for 4 years of college. He just graduated here in July under criminal law to be a state trooper. And I have a cousin that's been a state trooper in Baltimore for 30 years. And I have a stepbrother that's a state trooper in Butler. And it took them a lot of training to carry this job. And Biden's just letting people come in and take over our country. Who do we contact to stand up for you? Because I will.
Thank you, Judy. Sarge, go right ahead.
Well, Judy, from a law enforcement family, I love that. And you know what we want? We want people like her nephew. 4 years of college, and then he says, all right, I want to become a state trooper. She has other state troopers in her family. I happen to be married to a state trooper. And this is what we want. High-level, highly educated people to do the job of law enforcement all around this country. And so who do you contact about this? Everyone can go to the state of Illinois' website and get Governor J.B. Pritzker's email address. Send him an email and tell him what you think of this. But here's the thing, everybody. In your own local area, you know, we get kind of eaten up with national politics here in the United States. Who's going to be president and all that? You have got to look at who is on your city council, who is on your county board, who's on your school board. All politics are local, and local is what controls your police department.
You're right, folks. That was Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, national spokesperson for the National Police Association. Sarge, thank you so much.
Great to be with you, Rich.